And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 4th of November, 2015. It's the birthday of the poet C.K. Williams, born Newark, New Jersey in 1936. Good basketball player, 6'5", was recruited to play in college. And then he wrote a poem for a girl he was trying to impress. And she was impressed. And so he decided to be a poet instead. Dropped out of college, moved to Paris. He said, "It was an incredibly important time. Not much happened, and yet my life began then. I discovered the limits of loneliness." C.K. Williams came back, graduated from the University of Pennsylvania, started publishing poetry. He said, "This is the wisdom of art, the knowledge that beauty perhaps is the one undeniably unique attribute of the human." He died this past September at the age of 78. On this day, 1918, the poet Wilfred Owen was killed in World War I at the age of 25. The war was almost over. The Germans were retreating. Owen was trying to get his men across a canal in the early morning hours when they were attacked by enemy fire, and he was fatally wounded. The war ended the following week. It's the birthday of Will Rogers, 1879, born on a ranch near Aluga, Oklahoma, when Oklahoma was still the Cherokee Nation. Grew up on a cattle ranch, perfected his trick roping skills, and took those into vaudeville and then to Broadway and eventually into the movies. Columnist, had a weekly radio show as well. It was Will Rogers who said, "Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment." He said, "Everything is funny as long as it's happening to somebody else." He said, "Everyone is ignorant only on different subjects. An ignorant person is one who doesn't know what you have just found out." Will Rogers, who died in a plane crash in Alaska in 1935. It was on this day the first cash register was patented by James J. Riddy of Dayton, Ohio. He was a saloon owner. His bartenders kept dipping into the till, so he came up with the idea to record each transaction with a machine, and he founded the National Cash Register Company. Here's a poem for today by C.K. Williams entitled "Shame." A girl who, in 1971, when I was living by myself, painfully lonely, bereft, depressed, offhandedly mentioned to me in a conversation with some friends that although at first she'd found me, I can't remember the term, some dated colloquialism signifying odd, unacceptable, out of things, she'd decided that I was, after all, all right. 12 years later, she comes back to me from nowhere, and I realize that it wasn't my then irrepressible, unselective, incessant sexual want she meant, which, when we'd been introduced, I'd naturally aimed at her and which she'd easily deflected, but that she'd thought I really was, in myself, the way I looked and spoke and acted, what she was saying, creepy, weird, whatever, and I am taken with a terrible humiliation. Shame, a poem by C.K. Williams from his selected poems published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry, more at poetryfoundation.org, and by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.